30 of the people found in the truck containing 8 bodies Sunday in San Antonio were sent to 7 hospitals for treatment. The medical staff is working to hydrate them and counteract the health threats that arise from being enclosed in smothering heat for hours. Smuggling illegal immigrants through South Texas in the heat of the summer is deadly business. The high temperature Saturday was 100, with the heat index as high as 106.
A lot of these patients, unfortunately, become very quickly ill.
Dr. David Miramontes is the medical director for the San Antonio Fire Department, who helped triage suffering patients at the scene.
So those people are trapped basically within an oven. Their body systems aren't able to handle that rise in heat that occurs in that closed environment. Treatment starts on scene, and the first thing is get them wet, get them cold, get them hydrated to get their kidneys restarted. A lot of the critically ill patients are intubated.
6 of the patients were taken to University Hospital, where Dr. Miramontes works, in critical condition. This is not the first time in South Texas ill-fated smuggling operations have ended with multiple deaths. In 2003, 19 people died trying to make it into the U.S. from Mexico and Central America. They were stuffed in a trailer with more than 100 people inside near Victoria, southeast of San Antonio. The driver was sentenced to 33 years in federal prison. In 2012, 15 people died in a crash near Goliad in a truck packed with people desperate to cross the border. Dr. Miramontes says EMS workers at the scene in San Antonio Sunday were hit hard by the magnitude of the preventable loss of life.
Our firefighters last night were really having a hard time taking care of this large amount of patients, especially when this was just a senseless tragedy.
On Sunday, the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Thomas Homan, described this latest incident in San Antonio as a horrific crime. He said smugglers show a reckless disregard for those they smuggle, people of all ages who risk their lives to come to America. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.